Thank you for calling Sex with Services. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Jennifer McGee. I'm a client of First American Home Warranty, and they have contracted with Circa to come to my house today. And it's supposed to be between 11 and 1, and nobody has shown up. I called about 2 hours ago, and they said they would contact the serviceman and see about where along the line he was, and they would have him call me back. I haven't heard back from anybody, and quite honestly, it's going on 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. I'm really doubtful that he's going to get here anytime soon. So can you let me know what's going on?
Can I have your phone number?
Sure, 850-619-1736.
You said 1736?
Yes, yes.
This was to have your air conditioner fixed?
Yes.
Just a second, let me take a look at this for you.
Thank you.
I'm still here with you just a second.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so according to the routing schedule, the tech that was assigned your service is still at the home before yours. He'll give you a call an hour before he arrives. I don't have an ETA. I can't give you like an exact timing of how long it'll take him to complete that job. Just that he'll give you a call an hour ahead.
Okay, but what I'm telling you is it's almost 4 o'clock, right, on a Friday afternoon, or at least, I don't know, I think you're out on, you're in mountain time, right? Or, I don't know, what time are you on? Where are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay, so we're on the same time, right? Okay, so it's on, you know, it's going on, you know, what, it's almost 3:30 now, you know, I mean, I'm doubtful that he's going to get here before 5, and I really don't want anyone, you know, doing stuff at my house after 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, to be honest with you. I have stuff that I want to do, and I've been waiting for this guy all day, and I understand. You know, they got stuff and they get backed up and, you know, I can't help it. But I'm not, you know, going to have somebody at my house till like 8 o'clock tonight. That's not going to happen. You know, he's not going to show up here at, you know, 6 or 7 or 8. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. So what do we need to do so that doesn't happen?
Would you like to reschedule to another date?
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, I mean, This is ridiculous. I'm not. I basically wasted my whole day waiting for this guy. I mean, if he would have called me like an hour, even an hour ago, to say, "Look, I'm probably not going to make it today," that would have been better. But you know, now I've pretty much spent. I've wasted my whole day. You know, waiting for this person. I mean, my time's important too.
Yes, I understand it is.
So, I think it would be best at this point to reschedule it. Because, you know, the thing is, I don't know what the other person who I spoke to earlier today told you. I'm sure it's in her notes. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to read over it or, you know, whatever. But I have been going round and round and round with this home warranty service about this for 4 weeks now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going on 5 weeks. And the actual unit itself has been removed from the closet, the housing closet that it was in, because it does not work. And what First American wants is for your company, who is now the third repair service, to come to my house, to put it back in, hook it back up, and run a diagnostic on it. There's no way they can do that. I work at an elementary school. I'm very familiar with a lot of local HVAC and electrical people because they come to our school to do repairs. I actually had the gentleman who for many, many years did the HVAC and the electrical at our school come out to my house 2 weeks ago, and he told me there is no way this thing is going to work. You have to completely remove it, have 220 installed, and then have another new machine hooked up. And that's what the gentleman from the second HVAC service that First American sent to my home also said about a week later. So now your technician will be the third one to come out here. And the actual thing, it's sitting on my back porch. And it's been there for, like, almost 3 weeks. And it's been rained on. It's a mess. It's old. It's 25 years old. There's no way that they can hook it up and figure out what's wrong with it. Because if you take it's broken. You know what I mean? It's old. It needs to be replaced. There's no way to repair it. And for this company, First American, to keep insisting on having this, you know, reinstalled and, you know, reconfigured so they can figure out what's wrong. It's just absurd. I almost feel like somebody has drugged me and I'm hallucinating this whole situation because I've gone over and over and over and over and over it. And right now, I really am over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hello? So, I mean, whenever anybody asks me, they're like, how's it going with your AC? I'm like, I can't even talk about it. I can't. You know, I mean, I've wasted so much time on this and so much energy on this. It's just, it's ridiculous, you know? And I knew when they scheduled somebody to come out here on Friday that they weren't going to be, you know, you never schedule somebody on Friday. You never make it on time. You know, all right, can we schedule this for, okay, first thing Monday morning. I want to be the first person on their list, okay?
Okay, I make note of that on your order. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that would be it. But could you please, you know, please see that, like, I'm the first one to come on Monday. You know, I don't want to wait another whole day for this. I mean, I almost feel like crying right now, okay? This is just like, oh, I can't believe this has gone on for, like, a month, almost a month and a half. I mean, and you live in Alabama. You know how hot it is here.
Oh, yeah.
you know? I mean, yeah, you're not, like, you're unfamiliar with that. I mean, I got two window units. That's you know, and right now, if I wanted to sell my house, I couldn't because I don't have a central unit in it, and I'd lose at least $10,000 on the value of my home. And this is just, oh my gosh, this is going, you know, it's like going from the sublime to the ridiculous. This is just now in la-la territory, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. I totally understand. I've been without before, so yeah.
And
it's
I know this is not your fault. You have nothing to do with it. You're only the messenger. I totally get that because I've been in your position too. So, I, you know, believe me, more sympathetic to you I could not be. I get it. I just don't want to wait around another day and waste another day when I could be doing things that I need to be doing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, especially like now that my office is open again, I could be at my office doing work and getting paid for it, but I'm not because I'm here waiting for the AC guy on a Friday afternoon. All right. Can we please schedule it first thing Monday?
All righty. Well, thank you for calling Circle Services. You have a nice day.
All righty. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry.